Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending May 20th, 2018. And I'm going to say it's been a really interesting weekend, or week. It's been an interesting week. Handful of interesting stories popped up, and actually gave me an opportunity to take a look at this, the storm conspiracy, and what it's all about, what it means, what's really going on there. Since most of the stories has to do with this particular conspiracy. So I'm going to start with a couple simple ones here. This came from Snopes. Conspiracy theories immediately appear after Santa Fe school shooting. And when I did take a look at the article, really just pretty much the same, standard post-shooting conspiracy type stuff. The false flags, the crisis actor, that type of thing. So nothing really new, but certainly this particular shooting is going to pretty much be integrated into this current anti-gun rhetoric that is being brought up by the alt-right and, of course, the various pro-gun advocates. So nothing really out of the ordinary on that particular story. And along with some of these a famous shooting. This new document suggests Las Vegas shooter was a conspiracy theorist. What we know, this came from The Guardian, and there's apparently this has been reprinted to a couple other sites. But I have a little bit of a problem with this particular article and those that came along with it, that I was having trouble finding these documents that they are claiming that Stephen Paddock was a conspiracy theorist. They just make a note that this various discussions on and off that Paddock had an interest in certain conspiracy theories, mostly along the lines of the gun control, the false flag, the attack on the Second Amendment, and the attempts to take guns away to a lesser degree, things like the globalist conspiracy, so on. So it's hard to say if Paddock really was or had gone full conspiracy theorist or not. Certainly, I think that was the evidence based on the original police report, or at least what was released to the public about what happened that day. So it's hard to say if, and again, I was trying to find the actual documents that were being referred to and only was able to find the original police description of the Las Vegas shooting. So, and of course, it should be noted that in the Guardian article mentions that the police didn't want to release that information right away until they can confirm that this wasn't just, lunatic talk, or crazy talk versus that he was indoctrinated or as in part of one of the militia or domestic terrorist groups. And apparently it wasn't the case. So that's why this information was released. So I'm going to leave that story. And apparently, a story was put out by radio station WDET. Best I can tell, it's in Detroit, Michigan, that an author, the deep state is real, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. This is a recent book written by former Republican congressional staffer, Mike Lofgren, talking about the deep state. This is the belief that there's a shadow government that is functioning behind the scenes that really runs the show, that our elected officials, here in the United States, we elect our Congress, our senators from, you know, federal government, state government, local, all of our elected officials are just window dressing for a much more powerful secret government that actually runs everything, that makes the decisions, that makes things happen. And again, from this particular article, and what I was able to, since it's in a book that I haven't read yet, I can't really say what he's really referring to or what he might be talking about. It does sound an awful lot, though, like a pointing to secret society type of conspiracies that the Freemasons run the world, or the Council on Foreign Relations run everything, or the Bilderbergs, or the Vatican. There's all these various either secret societies or secretive organizations that actually collude and run everything in the world. A lot of times this points to, again, this part of this Jewish conspiracy, the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion type conspiracies. So unfortunately, I can't tell what he is actually referring to, but that they're, according to what I was able to glean from this particular article, plus the introduction to his book, that certain secret societies are actually running our government. So now we get into the Storm conspiracy and its relationship to the deep state, in its relationship to a few other, a couple other conspiracies that seem to link with this. But basically the Storm conspiracy is based on the back and forth chatter between anonymous users on 4chan and apparently 8chan. I think mostly it was 4chan that this was being created, based on a quote from President Donald Trump. The quote in question is, "Press briefing and routine photo op with senior military leaders in October of 2017. Trump saying, "You guys, what this represents? You guys know what this represents? Maybe it's the calm before the storm." And the reporter asked, "What storm, Mr. President?" And Trump said, "You will find out." And that is the extent of the quote. No other reference to this storm. So, of course, 4chan picks up the mantle, so to speak, and start discussing what this means. And it eventually turns into a Trump weeding out pedophiles. Somehow this is, I don't know if this was something intentional or just someone threw it out and somehow it made sense. But the idea is that, or at least initially, that Trump is going against mostly targeting the Democrats, who seems to be the main target of this interest in various pedophile rings. This is also, as the Pizzagate conspiracy began to die down, kind of resurrecting it. So the Storm conspiracy began simply as just an extension of Pizzagate, and the Republicans, I'm assuming it's the Republicans are going to take down these Democrat pedophile rings that have hijacked government somehow, that these Democrats who are in office had got there because of various accusations of being pedophiles and being blackmailed into undermining good American conservative ideals. And this apparently ran for a little bit until a character pops up who signs his posts QAnon. Going through his posts and going through these things that were posted on 4chan and later on other sites, apparently there's a QAnon Twitter channel. There's a QAnon Facebook page, but he this guy, whoever this person is, we have no idea, posted these really cryptic single or two word sentences. And apparently there is a code or a method to decode what QAnon is saying. This QAnon person claims that he is a NSA. Well, he never makes any claims to who he is. QAnon never makes any claims of who he is, but somebody somewhere determines that he has Q clearance and he must be with the NSA because he knows too much about what's going on. And again, I think I've talked about this problem. The NSA does not use Q clearance. This is a Department of Energy, a high security clearance. It's actually kind of wedged between top secret and confidential, that somehow that whatever requires this particular type of clearance, and it's referred to as Q clearance. And this is in the Department of Energy, has nothing to do with the CIA, NSA, or anything. So there is certainly somebody throwing around words and stuff around to make it sound like this guy is high in some high position in government. But apparently no one's really sure. And then on top of it, it actually appears that there's either a small handful of copycats or just people jumping in and pretending to be either QAnon or a variation of QAnon, changing their name a little bit and so on. So there's really anything trying to figure out what is a QAnon actual message versus what might be posted by someone else is totally, some of it's pretty clear. QAnon apparently just puts out these one or two word sentences, and they would be, maybe 20, 30 of these one or two word sentences, maybe three words. And that seems to be typical of the true QAnon, because posts have had photos. And when you look at it, it's ends up being someone who, when they sign the name to it, it's a variation plus QAnon or something like that. So you're not really sure. Everything's being attributed to QAnon, but apparently there may be at least 5, 6, maybe even 10 individuals contributing to this QAnon postings. But of course, QAnon is trying to warn Americans through these cryptic messages, at least according to those who now have been able to translate this, these nonsensical statements, these non-sentences, that there is supposed to be a backlash from the deep state. The deep state is supposed to be the shadow government of secret societies like the Freemasons, the Illuminati, whatever the choice is. And here, the deep state is the secretive Democrats who have basically, apparently, are still tied to the pedophile ring. They're part of a pedophile ring. They're in it because of that. These guys are pedophiles, and they're now being blackmailed to stay hidden within the government, not to expose themselves as operatives against Donald Trump and, of course, the Republican majority at this time, and to, from within, leak stories about Donald Trump and try to put Donald Trump in a bad light. This has been picked up then by Alex Jones and Jerome Corsi, and had tried to build a whole different narrative from this original QAnon, the Storm story, that this is a concerted effort to take down Donald Trump, get him kicked out, get him impeached, get elements within the government to force him out type of thing. That, of course, none of this can happen. I mean, the only way the president can leave office is if he gets shot, hopefully that doesn't happen, or he resigns as president or impeached. Those are one of the three things that would take him out of office. Of course, Jones wants you to believe that there's going to be an assassination or something along that line, some terrible accident that will take Trump out of the picture. And somehow you also got to get rid of the Vice President Pence, the current order of succession. If you were to clear out Donald Trump, you would also have to get the Vice President, Speaker of the House of Representatives, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Energy, the Secretary of Education, the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, though the Secretary of Transportation, as we speak, is not a natural born citizen, so would not be eligible to be president. But these 17 people would have to be wiped out at the same time, as quickly as possible, to have a coup occur. And of course, the Alex Jones crowd doesn't seem to understand that this is what has to happen if you're trying to get rid of the current government, because many of these players are they're all Republicans, and many of them are appointees by Donald Trump and could very well not only bring in Trump-like people into these offices, but certainly would try to maintain the Donald Trump agenda for the country. So you have to get rid of all these people to actually make any type of change. So with that said, this would involve, if you were to perform an assassination on these, that means 18 assassinations have to occur roughly about the same time, probably on the same day, probably within maybe 2 to 4 hours. Probably want to do it quicker because the reaction time, once law enforcement becomes aware that something big's happening to the high end of government, these people are going to get moved to safe locations and so on, moved to bunkers, whatever is happening. If they realize that there's a attack going on. And of course, then something has to step in the place, which means, okay, we've got 17 people. We can say 17 to, if we times that by maybe 3 assassins per, just to make sure that the target gets hit. That means maybe 31 people would have to be brought in to make the hits. That would mean hiring, and if it was a military takeover, that would mean perhaps a number of generals, maybe the whole Department of Defense would be involved. Of course, it would have to be at least a good portion air, land, and sea operations. So you're getting into almost 5,000-6,000 people who would have to be involved with setting up a way to knock out the U.S. government in one shot, which means if we're talking in the 2,000 or 3,000 range, just being conservative, that means this is 3,000 times chances of this getting leaked to the public. Now, that's what supposedly is happening with QAnon, that he is leaking this information, but he won't come out and say, well, I'm this person, I'm in this department, this is the orders, this is the paperwork, this is the discussions, I've got recordings, whatever. There's absolutely no evidence that anything is really going to happen. But of course, in the conspiracy world, you don't need this evidence. You just need somebody, just enough credibility and enough gullibility to believe that this hit is going to happen. So that's pretty much what the Storm conspiracy is. It's really a mixture of an attack on the Democrats and the belief that they operate a pedophile ring, and Alex Jones, who believes that this is a conspiracy to take out the U.S. government and put in either a sympathetic Trump-esque government or to a attempt for the globalists to take over and actually physically seize the U.S. government and turn us into a whatever their nefarious plans are. Apparently, depending on what mood Alex Jones is, what drugs he was taking that day, how much alcohol he has in his system, it could be anywhere from just simply putting key conservative or ultra conservatives or libertarians, whatever, into office, or it is the guys like George Soros and his, these philanthropists who control, the vast amounts of money. People like, it'd be like a George Soros, Bill Gates, I'm not sure who all else, probably some Rockefellers thrown in there and, some heads of the Carnegie Foundation who have, and began to introduce this, basically the putting people in FEMA camps and so on. That's the whole idea behind this, is to eventually seize the government, put dissenters into special camps run by FEMA using abandoned Walmarts as holding jails, begin the general population reduction because the viruses, the Ebola virus and so on, which is, according to Jones, has been engineered to attack certain people. And of course, the chemtrails and so on, which is, another part of this where we're being poisoned from the air, our water's being poisoned, the drugs they're pumping into our waters, turning frogs gay. That's all part of this deal eventually would kill off this 80 or 90%. I've seen, I've heard different numbers from 75% to 80 to 90 to 95% of the world's population, not just the American population, but the world population, because these liberals believe that, of course, according to Jones, that liberals believe that humans are a parasite on this planet, and that liberals are destroying this planet intentionally, and that they want to kill off all dissenters or whatever the excuse is, whatever fits well for what he's talking about. And again, I think it has something to do with the alcohol and drugs he may be on at that particular time, how weird he sounds. So that is really what's supposed to happen. That's supposed to be the end game, what eventually is supposed to happen. And this is according to people like Alex Jones, Jerome Corsi, but you also had some other notables like David Icke, who would believe that the reptilians are actually part of this, et cetera, et cetera. There's just so much that kind of comes together here. So that's the storm in a nutshell, as best as I can tell. Because another story was that, again, when I mentioned about Alex Jones and I didn't mention InfoWars, but InfoWars has been trying to create a new narrative associated with it. That is this takeover of the government by the deep state. These Democrats that are trying to take over the government, push Trump out, make him look like a buffoon, stuff like that, and putting in their people, getting their people in government to eventually push out Donald Trump. But it seems to be backfiring on him because the stalwart QAnon supporters have already started pushing back against Jones and, calling him part of that Alex Jones is part of this deep state and trying to also get Trump kicked out. It's a really weird, there's a lot of weird arguments going on back and forth, but Alex Jones is finding very few supporters in his view, and actually he's not making progress like he would normally would. And certainly Jerome Corsi is not helping the situation either. So with that, of course, Alex Jones, I don't know if this is again having a rough week, you know, couldn't get his LSD, so he's got to do PCB, whatever drugs this guy's on, whatever he's smoking, whatever he's doing. I mean, it's certainly not kind of going off the deep end. But again, the deep state, Alex Jones, many White House leaks come from deep state AI robots spying on Trump. Well, again, he believes that, of course, there's something to be said that as we go through and we search the web and we do stuff online, that Google and maybe a few other outfits are collecting information, trying to target ads closer to what we may either be interested in or may actually make a purchase, as opposed to blasting out hundreds of ads across web pages. So to do that, various programs and software, you know, the various software and databases and algorithms are developed to kind of narrow down stuff that you're interested in. A lot of times they don't do too well with me because they always seem to post stuff that I just bought a couple hours ago. Maybe there's an issue with the algorithm, whatever. But I just buy the thing and then I start seeing ads for it. You're kind of late, guys. You know, come on, computers. You're supposed to be smarter than this. But according to Jones, he thinks computers are super smart, that they are able to guess or predict with extreme accuracy what you're interested in at that moment, and using that to target ads or target stories to Trump to unhinge the poor man. All the guy has to do is turn on CNN and or CBS, NBC, one of the national news outlets. That's enough. That would be enough to tweak the guy. Certainly there are no friends on these stations of Donald Trump. But of course, the software spying on him and trying to determine, because eventually, whether or not, I don't know what may have prompted Alex Jones to do what he did, but decided to head out into the office and march down to a Google Fiber office in Austin, Texas, and began ranting about this AI, these computers spying and collecting his information. Well, Google Fiber, the office manager, asked him to leave, brought in the police. Jones was ranting and raving. Oddly enough, along with Jones was Milos Yiannopoulos, or however you pronounce his name, that arguing that somehow that office had the computers or whatever where the AI's operating out of, and kind of protesting in the Alex Jones ways by ranting and screaming and calling people names and getting unruly and trying to raise his voice and yell and, you know, that you're evil and so on, only to get kind of laughed out of the place, which is interesting. Yeah. And then, of course, Alex Jones says that Jeff Bezos and the CIA are spying on Trump with light bulbs. I am aware of some light bulbs that have cameras built into them, you know, stuff you put outside, they're Bluetooth. You can see who's outside your door. You can check it on your phone or your TV or whatever, however you do this. But that all the light bulbs and all the light bulbs that Trump has is spying on him and sending information to the CIA. I think Jones, again, I think he needs to switch back to beer and lay off the Jack Daniels. So that's, again, trying to play this computer I know he's talked about this AI grid, or he refers to this grid or control grid. Everything's on a grid, and Jones likes to play this these ideas that the people, the computers, the interconnectivity between everything, the NSA spying, you know, all that kind of stuff that normally gets talked about. Jones likes to link all that to some type of, eventually it's like a control grid. He calls it a control grid, where they somehow, that links to various legal or new laws being created or whatever it is to prevent people from doing what they would normally do, trying to push them in certain directions. Again, he makes the stuff that he talks about, trying to decipher that. What is he really talking about? It's very tough because he throws out, you know, it has to do with the globalists and the bankers and the deep state and the, you know, the war on information, the media's, they're hiding stuff and they're making up stories and all sorts of stuff. And he throws that all out at one shot, you know, not explaining to anybody that, or at least he doesn't really necessarily have to. I mean, I've gone through some of the claims that Jones has made over the years, things like the media is giving us a set story. Well, there was a program called Operation Mockingbird. I believe that was a FBI program, kind of along the lines of COINTELPRO, where they had sympathetic reporters who want to get these stories. They had to report it the way the government wanted it reported. So there was the government manipulating the media. That's great. But there were the few outliers, guys like Jack Anderson, who did peel back the facade of what the government wanted you to hear, and actually wrote stories that were much more truthful than what the mainstream was giving you. Guys like Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, who exposed the Watergate. These guys went beyond what the government was saying and reported what they found. So these investigative reporters have broke that mold. Now, it's tough being the whistleblower, even within the media, but they're there, they're out there, they're trying to get the story out. Mockingbird, while being a real program, wasn't as effective as the government hoped it was. But of course, Jones would like to say that because of this program, the media can't be trusted, even though he will say, here, look, the New York Post or the New York Times or the Washington Post writes a story that was in favor or at least in line with something that Jones believed in. But then when the same newspapers report something that Jones disagrees with, well, then they're just hiding the news, you know. So it's, he uses this all conveniently to either accentuate the story based on the news article or accentuate the story because the news didn't report it that way. It's funny how conspiracy works. If you're telling the truth, you're a hero. If you're not telling the truth, you're a liar. And of course, depending on the truth, what truth you want, that's what you'll get. So the only other story about Alex Jones that I have, that he reacts to a subpoena of Roger Stone Associate, we should all pray to God that Robert Mueller is sent to a supermax prison. Again, because Mueller is going after the president now, he was supposed to go after the Democrats. Well, in his quest for the truth, has now found himself digging around in Trump finances. And of course, there's already been a number of interesting stories that are popping up out of that. I think what one of the things we're going to find out is that the Trump campaign had some much more serious ties to the Russians than what he wants you to believe or wants you to hear. what you want to, what do you want to believe, you know, or what do you want to hear? Roger Stone, I've talked about him before. He was quite the character. He was a player during Watergate. He funneled money, perhaps not one of the biggest players in the Watergate scandal, but he was involved with pushing money around, laundering, doing stuff with the money. He never really did any serious time on anything Watergate related, and became a major player in the Republican. Well, he was mostly, originally wanted to support Libertarian candidates, but the Libertarians were kind of floundering about, not really putting out any good candidates or anybody worth voting for, I guess. And the only real players were the guys like Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and the Bush family, and became a provocateur, so to speak, more than likely, apparently, and he has admitted that many of the conspiracy type stories, sounds like they were more or less rumors being generated, kind of like the stuff you would see a mudslinging, kind of a heated campaign, kind of on a local level about things like, someone says that he was at a party he might have been seen at a gay bar or something like that, and putting that story out. And of course, the media gives it traction. People start believing it. The media starts asking the questions. So instead of asking the candidate, what's your stand on this? They're asking questions like, were you at this bar? Who did you see? Who were you dating or whatever? Who were you there to see? Who were you there with? Which means that now the candidate has to defend himself from those stories, as opposed to getting his story out to the voters that he will be a good, why he would be a good candidate. This is the type of stuff Stone would create, which basically, damaged the reputation of many candidates running against Republicans and so on. So, and apparently Stone is he's not one who hasn't had a few subpoenas thrown at him. And certainly one of his partners was Paul Manafort, who, he's right now being, looked at for money laundering. Again, payments to the Russians or payments from Russia, whatever going on there. And certainly he's got his problems. So, we're talking about people who really have no moral compass, moral basis. These are people who claim that they believe in God. They go to church. They pray to a Christian God, whatever, but have done the most horrendous. They've lied, cheated, stole, degraded people. They had, pretty much, and they did it all because the ends justify the means. If they get their result, then I guess they sleep well at night, and their God will forgive them. So that's pretty much the news for this week. And I did kind of go into the storm conspiracy. This is basically what I understand it as we speak at this moment. And if there's any changes, of course, I'd be sure to let you guys know. So I have no announcements. Looks like the website's doing pretty good. I think I'm back in operating ways things should be. So I think we're in good shape there. Actually, I don't think I have to do much because apparently the Facebook and the Twitter announcements are going out. Though it does seem like I may have lost a few listeners. If it was because of getting hit with those nefarious sites. Hopefully that should be over. So if you're listening or being able to listen to this, I think I'm in the clear now. I've only been saying that for the past few weeks, but I've been kind of keeping a close eye. I don't want to I want to make sure everything's functioning, and then I'm going to try to figure out how to best deal with going forward with the dealing with the virus scan, so on and so forth. So I'd like to thank you for listening. This was episode 90, recorded on May 20th, 2018. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Good night.